Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he gathers. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
Born in Tennessee.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私はヘブルです。日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrews.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Sister Ashley here on another show for you, you, and you. Blessings to each of you who are able to listen, who have strength, life, and health, and breath in your very being tonight. Special acknowledgments to the Father for every voice that you just heard. I praise Him for all the Hebrews He's gathered and for every Israelite listening tonight. So shalom, shalom. Let's jump to Georgia, get a greeting from our sister Jennifer. Bless you, Sister Jennifer.
Bless you, Sister Ashley, and bless you all, Daughters of Zion. Thank you so much for just your support to the ministry, and thank you so much for tuning in and supporting this broadcast tonight, another episode of Sister to Sister, and we thank you just so much for being here and taking the time out of your schedules to tune in and to listen. So I pray that you are edified by tonight's show, and I pray that everybody can hear me. If you cannot hear me, please put your number from 1 to 10 in the chat room, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, and we'll make the adjustments on our end. That's all I have.
Hallelujah. I acknowledge the Father first and foremost tonight for the blood of the Messiah, his son, my Savior. I'm very grateful for the blood of Jesus. Without it, I would be very defiled. I would be unclean, unpure, unholy, unworthy to be before his presence or to even utter his name and speak to him. I'm very thankful that he's given me the blood and the avenue of communication that we have with Jesus as our advocate. I glorify the Father for that. I thank him for his order. I look around this community and I see so many blessings, so many things that hands have touched that have prospered. It is a beautiful time of year, and I glorify the Father for every blade of grass. And I think we should all benefit from having that same Thanksgiving. So I thank the Father. I thank him so, so much for just, blessing the fruit of our labors. I thank him for Deacon Bell. Deacon Bell is a very prosperous, stable, sound presence. I thank him very much that I'm able, I thank the Father very much that I'm able to be in Deacon Bell's home. There's been many nights that I have woken up in the wee hours of the morning to my husband praying in a different room, and it's a beautiful sound to hear, and of course I just gently go right back to sleep, but I thank him for a husband such as he has given me, and it is an honor, and he's very deserving of my righteous behavior and us being an example amongst the ministry. I'm very thankful for Pastor Dow. I'm very thankful for every moment of time that he has ever labored behind the scenes when no one is looking. I'm very thankful for all the years that he has spent time with the Father, many, many years before some of you were even maybe born, and many years before some of you ever even thought about Christ or living holy and set apart. Very thankful to the Father for everyone who is able to uproot out of the city and live a set apart, sanctified life in the country or any set-apart land of your choosing or your husband's direction. I'm glorifying the Father continually that he's gathering. I'm very thankful to be a part of it. Bless his holy name. Sister Jennifer, who's on your mind and heart tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to acknowledge the Most High for where he has placed me right now, for what he has done in my life, what he's doing in my life right now, placing me here to dwell with his people. And I'm so thankful to be a woman in this ministry who experiences Yah's covering every day. I'm so grateful for everything that he is for us, Father, the judge, advocate, you know, everything that he is in our lives and that we have access to him. I just want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for his provision over his family, the community, the saints abroad. You know, there's not a moment that goes by when he doesn't have the people of Yah on his mind. And he truly shows his love for Yah by loving the sheep, by loving the people. I want to acknowledge Pastor Dow for being a man of integrity and accountability, for loving the sisters more than any other pastor we've ever had before coming this way. And, the life of Pastor Dow and his family does not go unnoticed. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes, so much work that's put in behind the scenes, so much unthankfulness from the people, but it does not go unnoticed. And that's all I have.
So true. I, too, acknowledge Pastor Dow's family in their entirety for all their sacrifices. Blessed be our holy, holy, and righteous soon-coming King. Jennifer, get your list of announcements together. If you have them, I'm going to read a quick email. Shabbat shalom, Sister Ashley and Sister Jennifer. It's not often enough that I say thank you to both of you for the broadcast that you do. So I wanted to say thank you because you both provide so much wisdom and light for me, and I also wanted to say that I am really enjoying the format you've been using with clips from pastors preaching. It's really helpful to hear y'all go deeper on how these things affect us as women. I'm thankful for the Most High and his love for us, that he gave us this truth to save us from our own wickedness. I'm very determined to be completely free of all Jezebel pride and passivity that I have given place to in my life. And I thank you for helping me do that, my sisters, and my deepest gratitude to your masters for allowing you to be that very light. I love you both very dearly. Blessings to you, our sister. Thank you for the email. Thank you to everyone who does take the time to email us if you need us. And if you have thanked us, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And if you just have a Thanksgiving in your heart and you've never been able to utter it, thank you, thank you. That's all you have to have. So acknowledgments knocked out, email knocked out. Let's talk about some of the upcoming events or things that we may need to announce tonight. Go ahead, Sister Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. The first one I want to announce is the debate that will take place November 17th. We have the Christian Ron Young versus the Israelite Pastor Dow. Ron Young is the headmaster of Providence Academy, and he's a ruling elder of Jacob's Well. And our beloved Pastor Dow is over Straightway Truth Ministries. That debate will be November 17th. And I just want to say it's going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but I want to put out there that Brother Kabir will not house anyone else at this point. So you must contact, make other arrangements for your stay if you plan to attend. Now, if you contact the Radisson Hotel, I'm going to give you the number. If you contact the Radisson Hotel, you can get a rate of $90 to $98 per night, but you must book at least 7 days in advance. The phone number is 920-494-7300. That's the Radisson Hotel. Again, Brother Kabir will not house anyone else at this point, so you must make your own arrangements. If you don't call to make your arrangements 7 days in advance, you will not get that rate of $90 to $98 per night. Again, that's November the 17th. Second announcement I want to make is make sure you're saving your money for Tabernacles. We're going to have Straightway Marketplace set up. I don't really know if that's the official title, but it just sounds good. But it's going to be set up, and you know, there's a lot of saints that are going to be selling items, homemade items. There's tinctures, there's dried fruit, there's Mother Carol's line, Care L. You know, there's a lot of items that you're going to be able to buy. So make sure that you leave room in your suitcases. Make sure you leave room in your bags so you can take this stuff back home to save your money for Straightway Marketplace. And also foundation donations. If you want to donate to the ministry, you can now go to straightwaytruth.com. And there is a button at the top that says donate now. You can click on that button and you can, donate, and it'll be a tax-deductible donation. So if you want to donate, you want to go that route, click that button that says donate now, and it's straightwaytruth.com. And finally, we are going to have the Be a Blessing list coming at you within the next couple of weeks, more than likely next week. We're going to have the Be a Blessing list. So the Be a Blessing list is a list of items that you will want to bring with you just to help offset the expense of hosting so many people for Tabernacles. I've already had people asking me, what can I bring just to kind of help out Straightway? You know, what kind of items can I bring? So that list is coming up soon. So stay tuned. That's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Awesome. Judas Closet coming up at the feast, fall feast coming around. So Judas Closet is something that we host every Feast of Sukkot, Feast of Booths. And that is this year, a small change. Please contact Sister Charmaine on Facebook or Marco Polo, if you happen to be a part of our group, to let her know if you have needs. We're going to do it that way because we often get a lot of clothes that end up not being needed. So if you have a need, make the needs known, not why you have the need or what happened to you or long emails about your situation, because she will not give any needs out without going through proper authority anyway. Okay, so she's functioning under authority by saying, I will take care of clothes if anyone needs to have needs, okay? So if you got needs, you need to make them known, send your needs to Sister Charmaine, Facebook, okay, or Marco Polo, and then and only then will she let the other sisters know what the needs are through proper authority, okay? Also, lots going on with another meeting, September the 1st. This is exciting. This is a first-time announcement. If you have a quick finger to type it up or, you know, type it into your phone or write it down, September the 1st in Houston, Texas, you saw a video of Pastor just today talking about an upcoming meeting he's having in Houston, Texas. So here it comes, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. The where it's going to be and the place that it's going to be is at DoubleTree by Hilton. All right, that's the name of the hotel, DoubleTree by Hilton. It is near the Houston Intercontinental Airport. okay? So we don't know how many DoubleTrees by Hilton there might be, but this one is near the Houston Intercontinental Airport. That's important for you to know if you're going to make this trip. If you're listening tonight, here's the address. It's 15747 John F. Kennedy Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77032. Here's the phone number to the hotel if you'd like to reserve in advance. Remember, September the 1st, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Houston, Texas. Phone number to the hotel, 1-281-848-4000. 1-281-848-4000. All right? And I also want to announce, I think it's my last announcement, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, very faithful. Very, very faithful Israelites in the ministry. Got a couple of things that they, if you want to say products. The first one's not a product. That's important to know. Check this out. Especially if you live in the country, you have ant problems. You can go to antpaint.com. www.antpaint.com. Now, this ant paint is not a product, okay? Because their ads got yanked from Amazon. Okay, long story, sued by the EPA this spring, etc. Ant paint is not a product, but they're not allowed to say it's a product. Okay, so we won't go into any details, but please check it out. Check out ant paint. The next thing, all right, we want to support our brothers and sisters, especially because they have very quality products. Go to toitymat.com. You might have heard in the past us announce this. This is www.toitymat.com, capital T. T-O-I-D-Y, capital M-A-T.com, all right? So these mats are disposable contour mats for your bathroom. They have absorbent tops and waterproof backing, so they fit around the base of your toilet, all right? So for any spills, splashes, sprinkles, et cetera, that whole zone under your bare floor instead of a fuzzy rug that gets nasty. This is very important because these kind of products benefit a lot of people who couldn't find them. So they were doing research. They found that many others were having the same problems. There weren't many places to buy these things, right? So they began a search for something that apparently did not exist, and they found some cumbersome, very expensive plastic things or some cardboard inserts, but nothing truly toss and go like what they have at toitymat.com. So it started in 2017, all right, when there was an aging family. And they had abruptly discovered that a bathroom floor cleanliness problem around the toilet was now an issue, right? Because you got an aging family. So I think I've said enough. Does anybody sell these disposable mats, they say, right? They researched, and you heard the story. And now they have, ta-da, toity mats, right? So this information is very beneficial to some of you, not all. But thank you for your support to our faithful Brother Steve and Sister Wenda, antpaint.com, toitymat.com. What else, Sister Jennifer? What else?
I think we've covered everything.
Hallelujah.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, let's kick off. Phone line shut down for a little while because I hope to have a special guest sometime tonight. If not, and it doesn't happen, it's no problem either, but we shall see. So phone line shut down. Let's get a good conversation going, whether or not we have that special guest or not. I went back to a 2008 message. 2008. What were y'all doing in 2008? Capricia's like, were you in diapers, Capricia? It's a joke, really, because I know you're young, my sister, but come on, 2008? Pastor's been preaching before even that. Before even that. So some of you came into the way at, 2015, 2017, I've been listening for 6 months, 2 weeks. This man's been preaching and living the Word of Yah for way beyond the years you can even fathom that you were out there in your flesh and in sin. So I went back to a 2008 message. It's a Jezebel message. That's not what we're talking about tonight, not Jezebel, but that's the title of the message, and it's a seven-part message if you ever want to hear it. It's broken up into 10-minute segments. I really like it. I will play some clips potentially tonight from it because it's so edifying, but when I was listening to it, What really stood out to me was holiness, and I think tonight that's what we're going to talk about is holiness. I think you need to know about it. I hope this helps. I have two very righteous and holy individuals in my life. That's Pastor and Mother Carol. Those two individuals represent a great portion of the holiness that I'm able to see on this earth. And for many of you, they represent the same thing. You don't have to live with them to know that or to witness that. And I had a question asked to me, what does spiritual maturity look like? What does spiritual maturity look like? There's so many ways you can answer that question. But to keep it simple, for me, it looks like Pastor and Mother Carol. Now, for those who oppose, of course, they're going to find everything wrong with, Pastor Dal wears socks when he preaches, and Mother likes pink. And, you know, they're going to be able to tear them down. But what is spiritual maturity to you all, my sisters? What is spiritual maturity? There was a video put out today that we're also going to play that will greatly help. The most interesting thing about the Word and how many times you can go back and listen to a preaching or listen to a video is that whatever your thought and your focus and, as Pastor says, your mind energy is that day, whatever you're reflecting on, that is how the Word at that moment is able to edify you. You might be thinking something else another time when you're hearing it, and it also feeds that very thought as well. So I'm very, very encouraged to offer some of these clips for y'all tonight. But what does spiritual maturity look like for you, Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, you were talking about the video that Pastor put out today, and he was talking about, those who are surrounded by negative people, people in leadership who are taxed by negative people. And to me, spiritual maturity is when you have fruit that is evident because of your positive influence. You know, there's an influence in you that is positive, and it is seen and it is evident, and people are drawn to that. There's a maturity, in you because of that holiness that you carry. So to me, that's exactly what it is, and that's what I think of when you ask that question, that video that Pastor did today.
That is so true. I'm going to play it right now. So to deny all ungodly lust, to mature up, to make changes in any behavior contrary to Christ's nature, and to start walking in maturity, one thing that will happen is positive energy. Okay? I'm not gonna ruin it anymore, but listen to this video and listen to it in light of what we're saying with holiness, godliness, and with a positive mind. And disconnecting from any negative minds or those that are negative in your life that are dragging your mind energy down. All right? Today's video is Every Day You Use Mind Energy. That's the title. Learn how to use it. All right? Let's listen. Here we go.
Negative people will do everything that they can because of the way that their mind is formed. And mind you, everybody, every single one of us, we get to pick and choose, not only through every single day experiences, but in life, we get to pick and choose our outlook and the way that we're going to approach life every single day. And the way you approach life is also the way that you will approach people. Now, I'm going to use words like energy in place of soul, okay? Hopefully that people can understand it. Each and every day you are allotted a certain amount of space of energy. And whenever that energy gets to its end, at the end of the day, you get tired and you go to bed. I understand that there's a natural way of viewing things and looking at things because you're busy all day long, you're working all day long, and in this working, it consumes a lot of your time and your energy. But listen to me very closely. Some days, because I have to pick and choose carefully what conversations that I'm going to engage in, just because someone wants to talk to you, that does not mean that you have to afford them your time to actually speak to you. Because in this world, believe it or not, negative people actually consume more of your time, if you will allow them, than those who are showing by the decisions and choices that they have made in their life, that not only are they positive or they have a great outlook, but they're going forward. That's why I constantly talk about correction, reproof, and rebuke, because the design of correction and rebuke is we look at it the wrong way. We look at it as if somebody is correcting us, rebuking us, the way that most people discern it today is that they're attacking us. No, it's one of the purest form of love that there is. Nobody's attacking you, and like I often said before, that a lot of times we spend so much time and energy and effort thinking that we actually want that kind of attention from people to even attack us. Listen, there are people that are in your life that if you follow their direction, follow their influence, you will change. You will change for the better. Then there are other people that you continue to stay around them, you're going to die a slow, painful death. You know, the book says, and I'm not digressing, I'm staying in the same thought. The book says that a wife, or proper translation, a woman, that depends on her quality and her traits. She, in herself, will bring a man long life and good days. Can you believe that? A woman, a good woman, can actually be a health remedy to a man. A negative woman, a woman that is selfish, only focuses on herself, only cares about herself. She puts more attention on her well-being over and above that of her husband's. And of course, you can tell because when it comes to you, you're on the back burner. Everything is forgotten. She feeds herself well, but she don't feed you. You know, I go on in many, many areas. I just threw it out there. In other words, her focus and attention is really not you. It's her and her survival. Her own, and of course, you know, if she gets deceived into this particular category, then she's out of her creation or out of her role, and she's going to end up miserable because that's not the way she's designed to function. Because in the beginning, it says that the woman's desire is supposed to be to her man, her husband, and he's going to rule over these. So you get outside of that, your life's going to be miserable. And then in comes health problems and every dang thing else. Deer out this early, man, what deer doing out here? But ultimately, that's what's going on. Now, think about that. I use that as an example. But to give you some thought to be able to try to comprehend what I'm saying, negative people, negative outlook, negative influence, and a negative life, and a negative lifestyle will always be negative. And you would never, ever, ever see any advancement in their lives whatsoever at all. If you notice, take a look. Take a look at a lot of people that do seminars and stuff. You never, ever, ever see a person up there giving seminars that is depressed, that is down on themselves. They look healthy. Their voice, they sound up. They sound upbeat. They sound motivated. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this video. Any type of leader that you are, you have to be careful of what you allow into your ears on a daily basis, because there's always people and things looking to sap the energy out of you. And really, some of them are just systemic. They keep on coming back, keep on coming back. The reason why people keep on coming back is because they refuse to change the outlook of their life. And the reason why they refuse to change the outlook of their life, because they are so used to, I'm going to say it again, I'm going to slow it down. They are so used to being negative. They are so used to having a negative outlook. They are so used to negative thinking. They are so used to operating out of the compartment of the mind of negativity and a very grim, depressive outlook, that when you communicate to them, it's impossible for them to even conceive how you, in this world, can actually be the polar opposite of what they are. I mean, it's really, they can't do that, because they've been functioning so long, living that way, that when you give them anything positive, I'm going to say positive coming from your energy, by the time it gets in their ears and into their mind, they process it, all it does is inflate the negativity that is already in them. Am I making sense?
All right, Jennifer, what comes to mind? We're almost through with the video. Let's take a pause. You got some thoughts?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I was thinking, as Pastor was talking, about negativity. When the first time I heard this video today, Elder Rufus sat us down and we listened to it together. But as I was listening to it, my first thought was, am I a negative person? You know, what are the areas of negativity that need to change in me? And when you approach, when you listen to these videos, when you approach the listening of the video that way, and you're not thinking about somebody else, you're not thinking, excuse me, yeah, Pastor Dow, you're talking about, you know, that one sister, that's who he's talking about. No, he's talking about me. So we always need to listen with ourselves in mind. So that's the first thing that comes to mind, Sister Ashley.
Very good. Very well said. Let's go back to it.
I'll make it sense. I'll tell you what. I did say in the beginning that this was going to be for Patreon. I'm going to put this over on YouTube. I'm going to put this over on YouTube because, you know, I noticed that YouTube, they don't really truly have too many people out there that's really trying to uplift you in life. But you have to be very discerning of the type of company you keep, the type of people you hang around with, because everybody in this world ultimately sets their own paradigm. I'll give you an example. As long as the Most High grants me life, health, and strength, you will always see me moving forward, always advancing, always being a blessing, and always being positive. Now, most people, again, negative people take correction as negativity. A positive person will hear the very same thing that I've said, and they will take it as an extreme show of love. So, which example do you follow? Which example do you listen to? Do you listen to those that will take that advice and advance and go forward and get better and not only get better, be better, and not only be better, but you will see the influence of your wisdom in their life? Or do you take the ones that are still murmuring, griping, and complaining and negative all the time and they never accomplish anything and they never get nothing done? Also, I've got to say this. Those type of people are the greatest judges of those who are advancing and those who are just. I'm going to say it again. Just meaning righteous. Those negative people and those offended people are some of the greatest judges of those who are having a positive impact and a positive influence on other people's lives. Again, it's your choice and it's your decision. You get to pick and choose in life the people who you keep company with, the people who are going to be there for your betterment and your good. You can choose to listen to them and their influence, or you can choose to listen to those who murmur, gripe, and complain. 5 years from now, they'll still be in the same old place. Do you know how you know that? Because look how far they had advanced 5 years before. Now, this is designed to hopefully to get you to think. This is designed to hopefully to get you to concentrate. I can tell you to meditate, I can tell you to concentrate, I can tell you how to think on these things, but I cannot do it for you. Does that make sense? I always have someone with negative energy trying to invade my positive space. Always. And the best thing to do is to suffocate those type of people by not giving them place in your ears to influence. Because, see, something, once something goes into your ears, it's seeking to gain control in your mind. I hope I said something to stimulate thought. Have a good day.
Jennifer?
All right. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. Jennifer?
You know, what comes to mind is, as Pastor is talking about negativity and negative people, is the word offended, offense. Is what comes up, because someone who is negative, or, you know, someone who's offended, they're going to be negative. And he even said in that video to be careful of the company that you keep. So someone who is offended will attract someone else who is offended. You know, they're going to seek out and look for someone else who is negative, who is offended, who's going to agree with their particular offense. And, you know, he said that negative people, they're going to be searching you out. You know, they're always looking to pretty much drain your energy. And if you're a negative person, then, you know, you're being used as a tool of Satan. You know, because the devil's job is to—it's to steal, kill, and destroy. So if you're being used as a tool of Satan, then you're going to be used to pretty much drain someone's energy. You know, you're going to use that offense. You're going to use the negativity to search other people out to agree with you and to drain the positive energy that someone else may have. So that is really what comes to mind, Sister Ashley, from this video.
Very good. And me living with the saints, it's a very personal understanding for me. It's very easily understood, clearly spoken. And I think going back to the question, what does spiritual maturity look like, it definitely isn't someone who's easily offended, and it can't be someone who is negative. So that's why the question is being answered in his video, because he says, how can they, a negative person, a complainer, a murmurer, someone who's always has something wrong, how can they understand, how can they be better, get better, and do better? And I like how Pastor says you will always see him moving forward, being positive, advancing, and being a blessing. That's why I say him and both Mother Carol are very spiritually mature individuals, because they are always advancing, being a blessing, and bringing positive energy into an atmosphere. So he says, you choose your company. And that's true. My dear sisters, you choose who you desire to be around. You choose who influences you. You choose what energy you would like or welcome into your home or your husband's home. You choose the energy that you want to radiate each day. So I like the word energy. I like how he used it. And lastly, just the word sap energy from you. I like that, because we don't want to be guilty of that, my sisters, especially to our husbands, when you have the Yah-given ability to give him long life and good days and be a health remedy to him. You need to question yourself on how you have affected your husband's health, if you're wife number 2, 3, 4, 6, or 10, because we have many, you know, multiple families in the ministry. And I think it's important that you are coming in with the master in mind and coming to better the home. Not speaking from experience or with ignorance, I just put that out there, that we all need to be giving our husbands long life and good days and seeking the Father on how you can restore the days that you have lost and taken from his life. Jennifer.
You know, and another question to really ask yourself is, does my husband avoid me? You know, does he ignore me when I ask questions, when I say things? And if that's the case, if you're constantly accusing him of ignoring you, avoiding you, then ask yourself, am I negative? Is he avoiding my questions because they're foolish? Is he avoiding me because I just, you know, put off a bunch of foolish speech? Am I draining his positive energy with my negativity? So if he's walking away from you when you're talking, you need to really ask yourself. If you have a wise, Yah-fearing husband, you really need to ask yourself and check your heart and make sure that you are not operating in negativity. And also, you know, I thought it was really key when Pastor said, you know, negative people refuse to change the outlook in their life. You know, they're so focused and so used to being negative that when you communicate, they can't even understand what you're saying, because, you know, your positivity is the total opposite, and it actually inflates the negativity. And that is a pretty scary place to be. So I think we all need to listen to this message and really do some heart checks on ourselves and ask, how does this pertain to me? Who am I in this particular video? Sister Ashley?
Very good. And before we move on, I'll just end. You've made some really good points. And I think, as you said earlier, let's reflect on what am I negative about, and really reflect on that with the intentions to make changes, because spiritual maturity, in my opinion, you have live examples amongst us that you can watch and see their fruit. And what you're looking for in spiritually mature people is, as Pastor said, moving forward, positive, advancing, and being a blessing, not dragging everybody else down with what they have going on, because guess what? Newsflash, we all got stuff going on, don't we? We're living life. We're fighting the devil. But, yes, there's so much more and so many reasons to be positive and grateful and thankful. And, honestly, a lot of us should be leaving the negativity in our dust. We should be fleeing those who are dragging us down, whether it's family, saint, Israelite, sister, etc. You should be the positive influence that you want everyone else to be. All right? So good message for spiritually maturing up. Good question. Thanks to my sister who did it. Let's jump over to Jezebel's message. This was 2008, and there's some even older on YouTube. So our pastor has been preaching and living this word for many, many, many years, and we would do ourselves a lot of favors to listen, okay, and apply. All right, so I'm going to Jezebel part two. Let me go to my notes because I got my intro. All right, here we go. I got my times that I start and stop it, my sisters. So here we go.
Change his word to conform to our image of understanding.
All right, so if you notice that there is a sound difference, it's not on my end. It's just it's an old, old recording. All right, so please give me some sound checks in the chat room. Let me know that you can hear him clearly. I did turn the volume down just a little bit. So we're starting out with saying that we're trying to change our Almighty Yah and Creator. We're trying to make him do something our way, all right? That's what he's saying. So let's reflect on holiness going forward. Let's reflect on spiritual maturity tonight, keeping that in our hearts. Give me some sound checks, and let's hear some more from Pastor Jezebel, part two.
Fearing for God. Fearing for his lawless man is on the way to hell.
Yeah. Amen.
No one can bargain with a God of Israel.
Right. Amen. That's true.
The only reason was him just that you are in transgression. You are one with sin.
Amen.
Praise.
That's true.
You come to that knowledge, then he can make you white as snow.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christ.
All right, trying to make God change his word, Sister Jennifer. That is what women are good at, right? Go ahead.
Sister Ashley, I think about Shabbat message, you know, where Pastor gave us a wonderful message on Help Me Day, you know, and he said we expect Yahweh to compromise his integrity. You know, but we always approach him as father instead of seeking him as judge, and we try to manipulate him into approaching us the way that we want to. You know, we want him to compromise himself as judge, and that will never happen. It will never, ever happen. And it's interesting, 2008 until now, you know, the message is still the same. It's not going to change. He will not change. And Yah can't and will not compromise himself for us. He will not be manipulated. Sister Ashley.
Very good. And just like Christ slept in the boat when the storm was going on, he wasn't disturbed by everyone else's foolishness or madness or storms or all these tossed about to and fro issues. He wasn't going to move or change for that. Hallelujah. You got to stir up the gift. You got to seek Christ yourself to rise him from his sleep. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jezebel part three.
There has to be a will in us today to say, I'd like to do God's will.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Yes, amen.
Ain't that law? This within my heart. See, when he said in my heart.
Yeah, hallelujah.
That's your only law.
Yes, amen. Glory.
That's your only measure.
Yes, amen.
That you get.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of delighting, you take pleasure in.
Amen. Amen.
And you are pleased to take pleasure in. Amen.
Amen.
So what's going on in the land today? I'll tell you exactly what's going on in the land today. It is the spirit of lawlessness. The man doesn't want peace. He'll take the law of land because that has a lot of jurisdiction over his flesh.
Right.
But to take the law of the spirit, and I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
You don't obey God, you automatically default
right.
to Satan.
Yeah. Amen.
Whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Lawlessness is nothing more than the spirit of iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness. So if you ever see the word iniquity is just a man without law and refuse to be.
Hallelujah. And if you love his law, nothing shall offend you. Jennifer?
Sister Ashley, I see tens in the chat room, but it was a little muffled and hard to understand on my end, and I asked the saints here if they could hear, and they said it's muffled on their end. So I don't know if there's something going on here. I see tens in the chat room, though, but it was a little hard for me to understand.
All right, let's go to another clip, and please interrupt me in the middle of this clip if you are unable to hear it. I don't want one or more than one unable to hear. It's an old audio, so let's try it one more time, Jezebel, part four.
Yeah. So as long as it's practiced, it becomes easier to do it again and again.
I'm still getting muffled feedback, Sister Ashley, on here. And
all
then
right,
I got
yeah.
Brother Steve and Sister Wenda, they're agreeing that it is muffled on their end as well.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for your communication. It's very important. And I will pause those clips for now. Where he's talking about lawlessness, and I think sometimes it's so much more important to hear it from him than hear it from us, but for poor audio, which I was hoping would not be the case tonight, we'll just speak on it for a moment. You know, if you think about holiness, okay, being obviously opposed to lawlessness, holiness is something that you have never found in your life, you've never witnessed it or never seen it until, right, until Yah opens your eyes and gives you a man, an under-shepherd, pastor, a clean wife, clean living, a land, clean saints, a ministry, etc. So now you're getting to witness holiness. And just to reflect on that word for a moment, because we have gotten so far into, you know, lawlessness that to even utter the word holy, it means nothing to you. There's something that probably doesn't even resonate in your spirit when you say, Yah, you are holy. But let me remind you of the word. Who is like you, Yah? Who is like you, glorious in holiness? And he gave specific instructions to Aaron, the priest, the minister, to make a plate of pure gold. And I want you to engrave on it one thing, holiness unto Yah. And then you have Chronicles saying, give unto Yahweh the glory, telling you to give unto Yahweh the glory, do unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. But how do you do that if you don't see it? How do you do that without an example? How do you do that on your own with some man leading you that is not holy or not a representative of Christ or not living by the word? The word tells us, David tells us, that he sits upon a throne of holiness. And great is Yah in the mountain of his holiness. Jeremiah says, Israel was holiness unto Yah. But that's not even in this culture's speech. It's not in their foresight. It's not in their vision. It's not in their thoughts. holy, holiness, how to be. So sing unto Yahweh, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His way, the highway, is holy. His courts are courts of holiness. And Yah had told David that my covenant I will not break nor alter anything that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie. He's sworn, Jennifer, by his holiness. Go ahead.
You know, Sister Ashley, it's so interesting. The word holiness is so foreign to this world. And that's why when we come into this faith, we have no idea what holiness is. If you look up holiness in just a regular dictionary, the definition, listen closely to this definition. Holiness, a title given to the Pope, Orthodox patriarchs, and the Dalai Lama, or used in addressing them. Denoting a Christian renewal movement originating in the mid-19th century among Methodists in the U.S. So I don't see anything about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I don't see anything about Yahweh. I don't see anything about, you know, anything that he put in his people. I don't see anything about his spirit. If you are looking for this world to show you what holiness is, they have no clue. They have no idea. And so if you don't know his word and you are not used to searching out his word and having his word in your heart and hiding it in your heart, then you're not going to have any idea of what holiness is. You won't have an idea of how to live holiness. You know, we have righteous examples in this ministry. We get the word delivered to us every single week. You know, every single week is full of so much spiritual food that there's no need to go anywhere else. We are shown how to be holiness, how to be holy, how to live out a life of holiness. We don't have to look to the world, because this is exactly what the world is going to show you or tell you that holiness is, a title given to the Pope. Sister Ashley?
Wow, I can even, you know, I know that there's a mind that says it was for them back then, but not for us now, so being holy now matters not to many seekers of the way or Christ. A lot of it's just about doctrine and feeling really good about what your mind can acknowledge. You know, acknowledge the curses. Yes, we're under the curses. But what are you doing to come out from under them? You must be holy, for I am holy. Now, Luke even speaks of the oath that he swore to our father Abraham and how he would grant unto us that we would be delivered out of the hand of our enemies, that we would serve Yah without fear, and that we would serve him in holiness. So yes, it is important that you serve Yah in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. When you get or receive his Ruach, his Holy Spirit, it is a conviction to be holy. So the nature of his convictions gender and cater to your behaviors that are against holiness. Not all this, you know, religiosity. Or consider the lame man who was begging at the gate for money. All right, he couldn't walk. He's begging at the gate. You got to see this visually in your mind. And he's just begging for somebody to pay him money. And here comes Peter. And Peter, he says, I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but what I have, I'm going to give to you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So what does he give to him? He gives him power and authority over these unclean spirits. He touches him and raises him up in the name of Jesus. He takes him by the hand, he lifts him up, and this man leaps. And his ankle bones give strength, just like we've seen miracles here, done by the hands of pastor through the Holy Spirit's power. And he goes into the temple and he's jumping and he's praising the Most High. And you know what happens when this is seen, right? So people run around. Some believed, a lot were astonished. But it says that some people had ran and they stared. And the account tells us that they were wondering, which is to be greatly astonished, you know, just like in awe. And they were wondering. And Peter had said, hey, men of Israel, why are you Why are you wondering? You know, why are you marveling and admiring this? Why are you gazing at us? Why are you looking at us at a huge distance, YouTube, out everybody listening? Why are you off at a distance just staring, you know? Because Peter even says, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk. This is not by our might or our strength. It's by the Spirit. And so when Peter's able to say, it's not by our own power or holiness that we made this man to walk, he's stating there's a nature that those in authority or that possess the power of the Messiah and his Spirit have. That's holiness, holiness. So it's a far cry, far, far cry from what we are seeing in the world. This is the only place that we're aware of. That's why we keep saying it. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you are walking in holiness, your requests and your desires are not vain. They're not selfish. You know, Pastor said during Shabbat message, you know, you ask for the help that will sanctify you. You know, that is the will of Yah. And you go to the Messiah, you go to the mediator, and you ask for help so that you can win favor with the judge. So, again, when you're walking in holiness, your desires and your requests are not vain. So what are your petitions? What are you going to him with? Do you have vain petitions? What are you asking for? And then are you going away sour because your requests are not being granted? Because it's not the desires of, you don't have his desires. You know, your desires don't line up with him. Your thoughts don't line up with his because you don't have holiness in your heart. So that's another thing that we really need to ask ourselves. You know, are we asking for the help that will sanctify us? Are we asking for the help that will sanctify our brothers and our sisters? Or are we just being vain when we go to him? Sister Ashley?
It's so true. Very good points. And without Straightway, so many of you would dry up and wither away. Elder Rufus had done a really good, it's called Burning the Midnight Oil. It was only posted maybe 14 hours ago. Burning the Midnight Oil. Check that out. I mean, he opens up by saying that some of you, you know, you believe you're burning the midnight oil, but it's obvious that you're not because of the questions that you have. So I want to say that I wanted to exalt Pastor and Mother Carol in this show as two holy persons on earth. Because it is so important to understand that they are holy and set apart unto Yah. When we had received a message from the Father, prophecy had come forth years and years ago, and I probably told them all to y'all so many times, some of y'all would know them, but the prophecy was, listen to my faithful and righteous one. And that, of course, is Pastor. It's the only one that we are you know, given to listen to. He's our under shepherd. He is our shepherd. So we are to listen to him. And if you really do an evaluation of your life, how much listening is going on? I'm sure we kill a lot of time. We check into a lot of videos and we watch everything and stay abreast of everything and feel really good about it. But if you're not, let's get back to spiritual maturity, moving forward, progressing, and being positive, are you really glorifying Yah with your life, living, you know, a set-apart life unto Yah? Do you have something that you can share with someone else so that others would benefit from your wisdom? So to say that we have an example of holiness it's mighty. It's not a light thing. It's not a light thing at all. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. It's not a light thing. And, you know, when you first come to this ministry, The holiness is what really truly stands out to you. You know, the holiness that you see that is exhibited in this ministry. And when you come in, you immediately know in your heart, well, you should know in your heart, I cannot teach these people one thing. I need to sit at their feet and I just need to learn. You know, I need to learn from Pastor Dow. I just need to learn. But when people come in and they have this, you know, this heart in them to teach Straightway, well, let me teach you what I've learned over the years. it does not work that way. It truly does not, because more than likely what you've done over the years has done no good for you, or you wouldn't have ended up here. So you definitely need to see the holiness, the truth, the walk of faith that is exhibited from Straightway Ministries. Sister Ashley?
Very good, because the majority of the knowledge that we've all gained is from a worldly perspective, a worldly concept. Who is teaching you holiness? I mean, are you actually able to teach holiness coming into Straightway? If you can teach us holiness, you've been living in holiness and walking with the Father for many years, then sure, you're going to have something to offer. But if all you want to do is, you know, spit at us and share what you've learned in the world or how we could change things, we've seen that before. But holiness in behavior, etiquette, respect, responsibility, your word, meaning, what you say you're going to do and doing it, following through, not being late, being on time, time management. I mean, the disciplined life that holiness actually creates is where a majority of the followers of Christ fall by the wayside, because there is too much murmuring in the hearts. There's too much complaining. There's too much getting by with sin, or so it appears. So to cleanse your flesh and to mortify your deeds of the flesh, and to put on a new man, which is after Yah. And remember, the new man that is after Yah is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the word. So the new man in you, if you do got a new man, it is created in righteousness and holiness. So it opposes your lying, cheating, backstabbing, gossiping, and slander. It's not created to be a false accuser, fat, lazy, murmur, Jezebel, all the things that you are aware of. That's not what the new man is created to be. It's created in righteousness and holiness, that you would love your husband, that you would love your children, and that you would long for that new man. That's why I've always given y'all the testimony. Without Straightway Truths, without Pastor, his beloved wife, Mother Carol, without the beautiful, righteous examples of women, which are few in my life, without righteous men leading me, without my husband, of course, I would not see Yah. I would not see him, know him, walk with him, have his power or his wisdom in me at all. And I think we need to have such a humility about us as creatures of creation to acknowledge the reason why we are who we are. And for the most of us, it's nothing. We're nothing. We're nothing. Can you go to Romans 6? Jennifer, give me your thoughts, but go to Romans 6:19 on your way.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say that, you know, you talked about just, you know, sin, and we make so many excuses. And those excuses, if not checked, if you don't check those excuses, they're going to lead to sin. If you just take note, just, you know, take one day and really ask the Father to, you know, Father, please show me on this particular day when I'm making excuses, you know, when I really could be doing more than what I'm doing, or when I could be overcoming an area, but I'm just making an excuse, please show me that area. And he definitely will do it. Take note in one day how many times you make excuses. You know, there's always a way around that particular excuse so that it can be eliminated. But a lot of times we're so used to taking the easy way out. You know, there's evidence that excuses are eliminated because of Pastor Dow. You know, he's a perfect example being eliminated. So that's all I wanted to add, and I'm at Romans 6.
Very good. So another key point for being spiritually mature is stopping your excuses. So you do need to recognize them, because that is a part of you that is still weak in the flesh that needs to be mortified. And the more that you are able to recognize your excuses and stop them and overcome them, the more you will rise spiritually. And the more you'll mature and grow with Christ And then at that point, you will be able to strengthen someone else who may be an excuse maker, not because you're throwing the law and the book and scriptures and verse at them. It's because you're living a life without excuse. No one needs to hear your heart murmur. Those things need to go to the Father. You take all that to the Father. Romans 6, 19 through 22, please, Jennifer.
I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. But as ye have yielded your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to Yah, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
Beautiful, beautiful. So when you were free from righteousness, which is the thrust of this entire ministry, when you were free from righteousness, you were unclean, vile, nasty, foul-smelling, and you didn't know Yah. Jennifer?
You know, I think that's why it's so good to know the person that you are without him, you know, because without Yahweh, you don't have his holiness. You don't have his righteousness living in you. And I think a lot of us, if we would just remember that woman that we were without him, or that woman that we can be without him, that it would really make you strive more and more for holiness. And to just really leave the carnality alone. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Thessalonians even talks about how Yah establishes your hearts unblameable in holiness. So Yah establishes your heart unblameable in holiness. He hasn't called us to uncleanness. And that uncleanness would be any physical or moral piss poor impurity and quality. Right? Any excuse at all. He hasn't called us to excuse make. He's called us to holiness. You know, Marco Polo comes to my mind. You all know how much I love Marco Polo. I express that a lot. I love seeing my sisters, and it makes it very personal to me to be able to hug you when you get here, when I've seen you throughout the year, I've heard from you, you've kept yourself, you know, striving, and you made yourself a part of what I'm trying to be a part of, Israel, this family, so you know I love Marco Polo, but do not hit me up privately with any complaint in any way. I had to squelch one yesterday. I haven't even got a message back. I don't mind if I never get a message back. See, this is the type of person that I am. I cannot continue to strive in holiness and backstep for any of you. I can't strive and run hard and put my life out on blast. You see my mistakes, my failures, my shortcomings, and to all be the glory of the Father, you see him in me. I'm not going to come down for any of the situations that are going on in your private lives. Don't come at me complaining about your husbands ever, ever. If you don't know me by now, it's kind of like those who have fallen away from the faith. If you don't know by now, the bell house will cut you off the moment you say you're not a part of this ministry, then let this announcement let you know. It's not that I don't love you with great love. Matter of fact, I love you by cutting you off more than you love yourself and your own soul. Because as you damn yourself and go a different way, I'm not going to shake hands with you. I'm not going to stand with you. And just like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram falling into the pit, I'm not going to stand on the side. I'm going to get the hell away from your tent. And this is the type of personality we all need to have, but at the same time, not the same administration. So as women or as sisters, we have to learn one another, and a lot of you aren't deserving of the respect that you demand women to give you. I don't know how we got off on this. Maybe it's the Father, because he knows. He knows your intentions, are for others to be a certain way before you can change or you can be friendly or you can make a friend or before you can repent to her or him or change in your own home. You're waiting on so many things. And while you're waiting, you're going to hell. And then on the flip coin, you might hear someone who speaks with strength like myself, because I'm not able to speak any other way. It's not been given to me to speak with flowers and roses, so I speak this way. And then some of you who don't have the respect and the power and the anointing of the Father or have a relationship with Him, you cannot speak with the strength that I've been given. Don't do that. So you cannot go into home assemblies or fellowships or try to dominate just because, well, Ashley said or Pastor said or Mother said or Jennifer said, and you try to apply someone else's application of the law in your situation and throw our names out there. I'd even told a sister specifically, when you go back to that sister, don't you dare say Ashley said shit. This is what you need to go do for your own soul. You leave me out of it. Because I know the intentions of your heart. You're going to try to use my name to sway her because her heart is upright. She's striving and trying. And it's going to be an impact and a blow for you to use my name in a genuine heart like that. Jennifer?
You know, sisters, I'm glad you brought this up, Sister Ashley. If you ever run across a wife, especially a wife, complaining about her husband, you better run far, far away from that woman. You better learn what it sounds like when a woman is displaying her bitterness towards her husband, because you have nothing to do with that. You should not sit around and listen to that level of disrespect. It doesn't matter what has happened. You should not be listening to that. Now, if it's something that needs to go up to the elders or to pastor, then you tell that sister, well, you need to take that up to the elders or pastor. And they can determine what needs to be done. But you should never, ever team up with someone who is offended, someone who is complaining. If they're offended with their husband, if they're offended with anybody else in this ministry, you should not sit there and listen to that. Like Sister Ashley said, do not be afraid to cut anybody off. Don't return any of their messages. Don't return any of their Marco Polos. Don't return any phone calls. You know, foolish and unlearned questions, we avoid that. Well, we avoid foolish and unlearned talk, foolish and unlearned communication. It doesn't matter. Avoid it. Team up with that particular person, because when things start to go down and things start to fall apart, there will be the first ones to bring your name up. And if your name continually comes up in these matters, it says a whole lot. Sister Ashley?
Very true. Dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Doing what? Perfecting holiness. So yes, there is too many, or should I say too few of us that are striving to be holy. And the more we get ourselves right and holy in our own homes, with our own husbands, with our own children, and of course with Yah, the more a lot of this riffraff is not going to be put up with or tolerated. It's not going to be accepted, and it sure isn't going to be laughed at or joined in. You have to, I've always said this, you have to reflect on the relationships that you have. My mother had a stepping stone at her house that said, better to be alone than in bad company. That was right before going into the door of her house. Now, coming from, a bitter heart, not saying she is bitter, that I don't mean that at all, but coming from a bitter heart, you don't want to say that, well, it's better to be alone than in bad company. Okay, I'm not meaning that at all. It's better to stand all alone, which, here we go again, Pastor Dow. There's no one that has made more of a stand in their life than him. See, when you don't have someone teaching you or rallying around you and supporting you and pouring into you, and you're just standing, you're being the one that Yah is giving the knowledge. You're the one, Pastor Dow, I'm speaking as if I'm Yah. You're the one, Pastor Dow, that I have picked in this generation. Do this, period, plus nothing. So when he does this, he doesn't have the support that you are expecting. a lot of us as women, a lot of sisters, we desire support. We desire support from our husbands, our friends, our coworkers, et cetera, whatever environment we got. And so because we're created to be followers, we'll follow them straight to hell. We'll follow somebody's Marco Polo just because we're afraid to say something wrong to them. And I do not advocate being rude to one another. Matter of fact, age women have taught me, Mother Carol included, to have my behavior to be reverent and holy, okay? So I don't advocate disrespect in any way, but at the same time, making a stand is what you have to do. And standing alone is not easy for women to do. It's just not. And most times, 11 out of 10, they're not going to stand alone, Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. And in order to make a stand, you have to truly observe the wickedness that is in you first, and you have to refuse to make excuses for yourself, and you have to refuse to give yourself a pass when you are dealing with sin within yourself. If you cannot do that within yourself, then you're not going to recognize that in anybody else. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Got a phone call. I'll open up the phone calls from here on out. I am finished with tonight's show. Our guest call in is 310-982-4226. Let's see what y'all have. If you want to call in, you know you can. You got to press 1. We're going to Kansas City. Hallelujah. Let's see who we have. Kansas City, you're live. Got a little bit of feedback. Please step away from your computer or some noise in the background. Did you press 1 with the intentions to speak? You are live. All right, lost them. Let's go to area code 906. New call. Area code 906, you're live on Sister to Sister.
Hi, sisters. Can you hear me?
Hello, I hear you very clearly. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sister Wendy.
Hi, Sister Wendy.
I'm so glad to finally talk to you guys in person. Not in person, but you know what I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been listening to your show, and I love it. You know, you got a lot of wisdom behind that, what you say about being holy, you know, according to Yahweh's ways, you know, rules or I don't know, I'm sorry. But I really enjoyed the show tonight very much, and I'm going to continue to watch the show every week. And I thought it was all on Thursdays. Is it on Thursdays every week?
Yes, ma'am. It never changes from tonight's time and day.
Okay, wonderful. But the reason I basically called in is I just wanted to introduce myself and let you guys know who I was. And so if you see my name in Facebook or wherever, you'll know who I am. So I just wanted to say thank you very much. I learned a lot from your show tonight, a lot, and I'm looking forward to more of them.
Hallelujah. Sister Wendy, how long have you been listening to Pastor Dow?
For about a year. Not quite
a
year, but for a long time, and I was absorbing everything that he taught, and I was literally blown away. I mean, at first I didn't know what to think. I was just dumbfounded. And until I learned enough to be able to put all the pieces together and realize that this, you know, this man is right on. Everything he said was making sense. And so I dropped out of everything. I left the Baptist church, the family Baptist church I was going to. The pastor is very angry and doesn't believe anything that I tell him. My whole family is Catholic and has been for years and years and years, for as long, probably, I don't even know how long. But anyways, they think I'm nuts. They think I'm in a cult. I've been disowned by them. I have 4 aunts that are nuns. They take the religion really seriously, and it is the religion. My family has disowned me. The church I was going to won't talk to me. I lost all my friends. But I've gained a couple new ones that do believe in the teachings of Straight Way. So I guess you lose everybody, but you still gain a couple things and, you know, a couple of friends. And so, you know, it's been a struggle for me. It's been a struggle because, you know, I'm sure you know that the majority of people do not believe in anything different than what they've grown up with, all the different religions that they've grown up with. They won't even open their mind to something that is real. They're so brainwashed that they don't believe anything of any of the truth. And it's very sad, but it is what it is. So I listen to and watch videos on Straightway, and I learn as much as I can. I know that what you're saying is the truth, and never mind, that's for another time. But anyways, I just wanted to introduce myself to you and let you know how very blessed I am to be able to find you guys, really.
Hallelujah. So you're very welcome. We are your family, all right? Welcome to the faith. We are your family. So if you're able to find our beloved brother Steve and sister Wenda on Facebook or through this ministry, stay tuned. But I just suggest that you get some really strong friends and establish righteous relationships. Those who claim Straightway all over the United States are not Straightway. So I lead you in that direction, knowing that you'll get started with a firm foundation, and I'm encouraged with your call. Thank you for honoring this ministry and for loving the Father. Bless you, Sister Wendy.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Hallelujah. Great to hear from the new callers. Shalom again. Let's go to New Jersey. Area code 862, New Jersey. You're live. Shalom.
Hi, Sister Ashley. Hi, Sister Jennifer. This is Sister Sharon.
Shalom, Sister Sharon. What you got?
I just wanted to say that I was really blessed on today's show, and I don't know if it was the Father's intention, but you guys really got me with the holiness and stuff. Like it's so true though, but it hurts. You know, these messages every week between Shabbat and all these sister to sister blog talk shows. Lately, the Father's been dealing with me, and I thank Him for it.
Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, you're being tried in the fire, and you will come out pure gold, my sister. You stay encouraged, all right?
All right, hallelujah. I wanted to just thank you guys for just putting it out there because, you know, no other ministry, no other, like, again, I'll say it, I said it once, I will say it again. No other ministry has ever made it possible to even minister to me this way personally. And never cut, like, when I was in a Christian church, that was many, many years ago before I stumbled across Pastor Dell and all that, and Straightway. You know, it never really hit me, like, all these different teachings, you know, like, they taught it, but it was all empty to me, like, there was nothing, there was no substance. Now I'm just like, man, the more I listen to you guys, to Pastor Dahl, to all the stuff you guys put out, Blog Talk Radio, all the stuff on YouTube, you guys have really inspired me to, as Pastor said, be mad at, you know, I study the scriptures more now.
Hallelujah.
You know, you're either going to get mad or, you know, you are forced to take action.
Hallelujah.
I'll put it that way.
Forced to take action. That's right, my sister. Well, you're getting stronger with every phone call, and we bless you for always supporting us. We would wonder if anything was wrong if we didn't hear from you. So thank you to you for my calls in the dining hall as well. Thanks for the encouragement and following us so closely. Keep listening. Yah will lift you higher.
Hallelujah. And my desire to part of a living community, it will happen. And it is timing.
Hallelujah, in his timing. Yes, ma'am. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Keep praising him. Go to sleep praising him tonight, Sister Sharon.
Hallelujah. I sure will.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. All right.
Shalom.
All right, got one more. Let's go, area code 916. 916, you're live on Sister to Sister.
Shalom, shalom, sisters. Let me make sure you can hear me.
Hello, I hear a little bit of background noise that's disturbing, so if you could step away just a little bit, you're coming in clear. Bless you. Who are we speaking to?
Sister Jeanette. Is that better?
Very much better. Jeanette, bless you. What you got?
I had a question. I first of all wanted to thank both of you for the Sister to Sister, but I find myself struggling. There's been a lot of changes and stuff going on within my life, and I noticed that I'm dealing with a lot of selfishness, and I didn't notice that was the problem beforehand, but I noticed that I'm dealing with it more so that we are coming to the faith. I can see that spirit within me, and I don't know how to address that or how to get rid of it, or is that Jezebel as well? So I'm just coming to you for some guidance.
Well, hallelujah. I don't know your personal situations and your actions and interactions with your family and your husband, et cetera. And it's not always important that I know those details. But selfishness, of course, is the root of a lot of spirits. The I guess, very positive way that you can see it is you are now seeing and acknowledging and being given the, the discernment to acknowledge your own ways and your wickedness that you once before never did see. So you're coming out of agreement of a lot of things, and it is a lot of culture shock to make a lot of transitions, to make a lot of changes, to accept a lot of truth. So mentally, there's a paradigm shift, okay? So you're not going to be encouraged by your selfishness. You're not going to want to keep it, but to continue to acknowledge it and to always confess it. I mean, I'm in continual confession. If I'm acknowledging a way about myself, I am always in communion and speaking to the Father that this is what I noticed, Father. I saw this. This is what I said, Father. I didn't like this, Father. This is not what I want to be. Always just making myself, separate from the action that I did or the, statement that I made, et cetera, while you're trying to get to the bottom of what is driving that. If that makes sense, does that help you a little bit to get started?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it does. And I'm grateful for it because I notice it more so, and I try to make sure that I talk to the Father and tell him, okay, I see where I'm at. Please remove this from me because I could see where it's hindering a lot of growth as well. So I'm grateful for your wisdom, and I'm thankful for both of you, and I appreciate the information, and I'll definitely be absorbing that.
Hallelujah, Sister Jeanette. Bless you. I'll hang up and I'll go to Jennifer for a few more tidbits. Have a great night. Thanks for your call.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Shalom.
All right. Phone lines are still open if anyone would like to call in at this time. 310-982-4226. Press 1. Jennifer, it's good that she had brought that up because we have been taught so well here how to talk to the Father and communicate to Him. And then at the same time, here comes Satan trying to accuse you as if you're not doing it right, not speaking to him right, or, because Satan is a legalist too, he's going to try to condemn the minds of those who are trying and making efforts to commune with the Father. One beautiful thing to remember about talking to our Creator and forming a covenant relationship with Him is that it doesn't always have to take place on your knees. Now, in religion, in the world, They spend time in vain prayer and repetition. If you've ever been in Catholic Church, standing, kneeling, you know, you do, you believe or you can have a concept that you need to be spending so many times a day on your knees. But the freedom that we have been given here through Pastor as a vessel, teaching us to commune and to praise and to talk and to sing. Jennifer, how much time, and I don't mean in hours, don't tell me that, but compared to how much you would love to be on your knees, my sister, I know your soul is never satisfied living in a home, in a communal home like yourself. Talk to me about talking to the Father.
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you come this way and you start living communally, you know, especially even when you start having children, you know, you'll learn really fast that you don't get this mapped out time that you would like to have all the time. So there's a constant communication that you have to have mentally in your mind with the Father. You have to constantly be in communication with Him. And even Pastor Dow did a message on that about, you know, the mind. Like, who are you in communication with in your mind? Whose voice do you hear the most? Who are you talking to? You know, even David said that my heart and my flesh cries out. So you could literally be crying out without making an audible noise. You could be crying out to the Father without being on your knees. You know, you have to really work with the time that you are given and not make excuses on communicating with Yah. You always should be in communication with Him, and you should always know that He knows your thoughts. You know, He knows your heart. So your thoughts shouldn't be idle. Your thoughts shouldn't be negative. Your thoughts should only be in communication with Him. Sister Ashley.
Very, very good. So in your inner man, in your inner self, that same place that Pastor said, you can say hallelujah without verbalizing it, okay? So in that same inner place, that's where you can commune and talk with the Father as well. That's not taking away from the very important place of being on your knees in a service of worship that He deserves. By any means, but there's, you know, when you're hearing someone, when you're listening, when you're talking, when you're all these interactions throughout the day, you can pay close attention to the interactions and reactions that you've been having, and you can have communion with the Father by acknowledging what you've done or said wrong. And just as she even said, you know, I noticed this, and it's taken me away from, you know, whatever, my husband, my children, his order. So you're noticing, right? That's the light that comes to shine into your darkness. We got another phone call. Going to area code 615. Somebody's calling me from the dining hall. Shalom, dining hall. Who we got? Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, Grandma Barb. Bless you.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. I accidentally hit one, but I talk that you're doing tonight, doing a good job, and it's really nice to hear some of the newer sisters calling in that really need some guidance, and it's just a joy to hear it going on. Bless you.
Oh, bless you, Grandma Barb. Thanks for all you do behind the scenes. Bless you, bless you. Awesome example of holiness. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right.
Shalom.
Here at the community, you often get to see the sacrifices of others, and that's a woman of great sacrifice, great example of holiness amongst us. Area code 619 in Tennessee. New caller potentially. Let's see who we got. 619, you live?
Hey, shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Can you hear me? This is Sister Candace.
I can hear you. Who
shalom,
are we speaking to?
This is Sister Candace from San Diego, ma'am.
Hallelujah. You sound different. What you got?
I just want to tell y'all, I love you. I thank the Most High for you. Oh, man, just all the love, the wisdom, the grace in this ministry, the sisters, the word that comes forth from Pastor Dow. My heart is overjoyed and overwhelmed by the things that the Most High Yah is feeding me and helping me to grow. I thank you even for just the quick mention of, you know, the prayers and how you know, sometimes I'm being honest. I don't always find the opportunity to get down on my knees the way my heart longs to. And it's such a relief because I do communicate throughout the day. When I'm just starting homeschool, I need a lot. I'm communicating a lot with the Father because I need a lot of instruction. This is our first go around. And so I'm like, Father, help me right now. You know, I'm constantly asking the Father for help. And I thank God, too, for my sisters and all the examples and the things that you have on the Straightway Airs. You know, I'm learning so much. Just the little snippets, like today you all did the story of the testimony of the sister. I went and retold it to my children today during our little homeschool study. And, I mean, it was just so rich. I'm just so grateful for you all and the teaching and the sacrifices that you all make. I cannot let you know enough what a life-saving ministry in every area that this has been to me and my family. I am beyond grateful. I can't express it enough. I mean, I just can't. I don't know. I just don't have the words. So let me be quiet. I know there's other sisters waiting to call in, but I just need you all to really feel me. Every sister in this ministry, the mothers, everything that you give, I glean from, and I take in and I receive it so that I can grow from it and change by it. I thank Yah so much for leading us this way, and thank you for the teaching. Thank you for Mother Barb, the little example she gave with Brother Zephon and little Judas following behind her. I said, okay, I'm going to incorporate that in my daily routine with my children, my sons, to get them ready to hear and to listen and to obey. I tell you the truth. Everything that comes from this ministry has been a true, like water on ground that needed to be broken up and break up that fallow ground so that that water can seep in down to the roots and bring health and healing and wholeness to my bones. And I'm so grateful. I love you all. Bless you, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley, for all that you all give. I love you. And bless you, Pastor Dow, for the righteous example you are in this ministry. I love you all. Bless you, and shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Oh, it's wonderful to hear from her. Always excited. Always excited. That's that positivity we're talking about. No matter what's going on, no matter what she's doing, she's always giving thanks. She's always being grateful. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Candace is always just such a pleasure and a joy to continually hear her excitement for Yah and her appreciation for this ministry, for the faith, and for what the Father has done and what he's continuing to do in her life. So we love you dearly, dear sister.
Hallelujah. No more phone calls. No more phone calls. Thank you to everyone who has called in, and special thank you to everyone who listens in. Glory be to Yah. I posted a couple of links in the chat room from the Etsy.com website where some last-minute information from Brother Steve and Sister Wenda. They have a sale going on now, so that's awesome. Go to Etsy, search for the Toity Mat, all right? So the 10% off special going on. Coupon code is AugustSizzler2018. AugustSizzler2018, 2018, 2018. So please go to this link and start saving today. Coupon is valid until the end of August 2018. So 8/31/2018 at midnight. All right. So go. Check it out. And Jennifer, thanks for all your acknowledgments in the beginning. You always make me think. Thank you for your presence, your words. I think we do the best that Yah has given us inside of us, always willing to grow and go higher. Thank you for your presence tonight and all your announcements as well, my sister. You have any ending? Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I got a phone call. Would you like to say something before I go there?
No, ma'am. You go right ahead.
All right. Sister Crystal, could it be in Missouri, 816? Shalom, Sister Crystal.
Shalom. Bless you all. I was calling because, yes, ma'am, I was just calling because I think it may have been me that accidentally pushed one. I'm not sure, but I wanted to call back and apologize just in case that was me for just calling and hanging up. I didn't mean to press one.
Oh, bless you, Sister Crystal. What you got? Anything else? Hallelujah.
Bless you both. Bless you, Mama Jennifer. Bless you, Sister Ashley. And thank you all. Thanks, Straightway. Thank my brothers and sisters for everything that you do. I appreciate every single one of you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your support to Pastor Corey, Sister Gabby, and the Kansas City Saints. We'll see y'all all soon. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Bless you all. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Bless
shalom.
You. Shalom.
You get your hearts ready for a fast. We do the Yom Kippur and Day of Atonement together coming up in September. Check out our feast day calendars if you want to see when we afflict our souls together. All right? So don't let that be the very first fast. Work your way up. You're going to be free of water and food if you join us collectively. Ask your husband how you would like to, how he would like you to begin your children's participation in those things as well, usually starting them off slowly. What else, Sister Jennifer, you want to end the show, please?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, we forgot to announce, please don't mail anything to the P.O. Box. If you're going to mail anything for anyone that lives on the land, not Pastor Dow, but anyone else who lives on the land, please contact the dining hall to get the special address to send it to. Do not send it to the P.O. Box. And bless you all, Daughters of Zion. That's all I have.
All right, shalom, shalom.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.